Sugar overload, warning for festive hot drinks. Seasonal lattes and hot chocolate being sold by some hot street coffee chains can contain up to 23 spoonfuls of sugar per cup, a study has found. Actionless Sugar analyzed more than 200 drinks and found shockingly large amounts of sugar in many of them. Some were made using vegan-friendly alternative cow's milk. The Venti, a Starbucks signature caramel hot chocolate, made with oat milk but topped with whipped cream, had the most. It contains 23 teaspoons of sugar and 758 calories, which Action and Sugar says as much as 3 cans of Coca-Cola or 4 white chocolate and strawberry muffins. Next was Cafe Nero's grounded salted caramel hot chocolate made with skim milk, containing 15 teaspoons of sugar and 503 calories. Third highest in sugar was a Venti Starbucks gingerbread latte made with oat milk, containing 14 teaspoons of sugar and 523 calories, the same as 17 custard cream biscuits. Some of the coffee chains, including the study, say they offer a variety of low-sugar options to customers, as well as the most indulgent drinks. Actionless Sugar said consumers may be unknowingly opting for extra sugars because of the lack of labeling and the conceptions vegan options were healthier, when actually some shops were pre-written alternatives to cow's milk. Small substitutions can make a difference. For example, if the Starbucks gingerbread latte is made with almond milk instead of oat milk, the sugar content goes down by 4.5 teaspoons. Actionless Sugar assessed drinks from the 9 different chains: Coffee Nero, Starbucks, Costa, KFC, Greg's, McDonald's, Eat Leon, and Prep Manager. How much sugar should we eat? Adults should have no more than 30 grams, around 7 teaspoons of free sugars, added to food or drinks per day. Children aged 7 to 10 should have more than 24 grams per day. Children aged 4 to 6 will have no more than 19 grams per day. There's no guideline limit for children under the age of 4, but it's recommended to avoid sugar, sweetened drinks, and food with sugar added to it. Nutritionist Holly Gabriel from Actionless Sugar said the findings were shocking. Coffee shops and cafes need to take much greater steps to reduce the level of sugar and portion sizes, promote lower sugar alternatives, and stop pushing indulgent extras at the till. A spokeswoman for Starbucks said that customers will customize the size of their drinks, as well as asking for reduced fat milk and less or no cream. We're committed to reducing sugar in all beverages, and since 2015, we've delivered 9% reduction in sugar content of our gingerbread and core syrups range of vanilla, caramel, and hazelnut, the spokeswoman added. Sweetened milk-based drinks are currently exempt from the U.S.-UK sugar tax, a levy on a manufacturer introduced by the government as part of their child obesity strategy. Look for the carbohydrates of which sugars figure in the nutrition level to see how much sugar the product contains for every 100 gram. More than 22.5 gram of total sugar for 100 gram is high. 5 gram of total sugar or less than 100 gram is low.